So I was like, ah, sure, why not?
There was probably a 5 to 7 minute conversation about their hug.
This is really weird, but now I guess I'm a part of it.
She was like, literally only at BYU would that happen. Only at BYU.
We hear that phrase,
only at BYU would that happen.
Well, kind of a lot. And let's be real, it's almost always about relationships. Today we bring you a special about something you could say would only happen at BYU. And it begins with
marriage prep.
That's Kate. It's not her real name. The individuals in this podcast wanted to remain anonymous because, well, you'll see in a minute.
We have an assignment in marriage prep. It's the experiential assignment. Our teacher just gives us a list of activities, and we can choose which ones we want to do. And so this one is called the 14-day challenge, and it just says pick someone that you're friends with, like maybe interested in dating, but at least like good friends with, and ask them if they will exclusively date you for 2 weeks.
Just in case you didn't get that, Kate and Laura's marriage prep class requires the students to do a certain number of experiential activities for points. The 14-day challenge, or 2-week boyfriend, though optional, is one of these activities. Here's Professor Tammy Hill to explain.
So this is helps them apply what we're talking about in class, and the one you're talking about is optional. They don't have to do that. Fake date is, I don't know what if I would call it that. It's dating someone as friends without the romantic aspect of it.
And yeah, in case you're wondering, 3 couples have gotten married because of this assignment. 3.
Only at BYU would that happen.
Still, Laura wasn't exactly sold on the idea when she first heard it.
When I first heard that assignment, I said, I will never do this. I automatically crossed off my list.
But then
I was hanging out at Laura and Kate's apartment, and we were just sitting there and we were talking, and they were both like, we have this super weird assignment.
That's Richard. And just to set the stage, Kate and Laura had only just met Richard the previous weekend. So, sometime during that night, Kate and Laura told Richard about the assignment, and a joke was made about Richard being one of the boyfriends.
But I didn't know if that was just a joke, but it turns out it wasn't.
I jokingly brought it up to him, but he said he'd be down to do it, so...
Sunday night, we went to tunnel singing. And after that was over,
I told him to give me his hand.
He, like, grabbed my hands and was like...
In a very dramatic way, asked him to be my 2-week boyfriend.
And I said no. But then I said yes. So it was okay.
A few days later, Kate and Laura are sitting on Kate's bed. Laura takes Kate's phone.
Laura had the brilliant idea to text one of our friends from our summer ward. So Laura typed up a text on my phone and sent it to him. And I was freaking out. And then he said yes.
He said he was left.
No, he said, yeah, sure.
The next step, of course, was explaining the requirements. They had to go on at least 4 single dates over the course of 2 weeks. 2 of them had to be planned by the girl and 2 by the guy.
And then there were points for, like, keeping eye contact and, I think holding hands and stuff. And other things like that. It's kind of interesting.
Wait. How did that go? Like, were you sitting next to her and she's like, hey, for this assignment, I get points if I hold your hand, so... And you held hands.
We were just kind of, like, walking, and, like, I had my arm around her because it was cold outside, and then next thing I knew, we were just holding hands.
Well, how do you know that's part of the assignment?
Well, I don't. That's the thing.
After this conversation with Richard, I talked to Laura and Kate and asked them if holding hands and cuddling and back scratches were part of the experiential points. And they confirmed that no. That was something else. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But for now, we'll talk to Kate and Laura about their experience. Laura and Richard were about 10 days into their relationship when I first interviewed them. Kate was only 6 days in. Both were having very different experiences.
Honestly, having a fake boyfriend sucks. But it's like, you can't understand what it's like to have a fake boyfriend until you actually have one.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? No one does that, right?
No. I feel like by now, though, I figure things out. Like, I feel pretty comfortable with the way things are.
What's that face, Kate? I don't feel comfortable at all.
I feel like that's earlier on, though. Maybe you don't feel as comfortable.
Laura is a seasoned fake boyfriend.
Yeah.
There's been, like, pressure. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime my boyfriend leaves, like, it's always like, okay, like, give her a hug. And then you're like, I feel awkward. Like, if I was hugging my guy that I liked, and it was kind of an awkward hug, nothing would be said about it.
Maybe after he left, but while he was still there, no one would say anything. But last night, and I am on the guilty side, there was probably a 5 to 7 minute conversation about their hug.
While he was there. Literally, Laura's boyfriend got up and showed my boyfriend how to give a proper hug.
Okay, so all jokes aside, Kate was still struggling with the assignment.
It doesn't feel like it's like, oh my gosh, she asked me on a date, you know, when you get all excited. It's like, yay, date number 3.
It doesn't feel real. Like, a real relationship, if you didn't want to be in it anymore, you'd just break up.
This is Lauren, Kate's neighbor and friend, who also knows Richard.
Well, in a real relationship, hopefully, if you feel that way, you would just break up with a person.
Well, who's to say a relationship should be like anything? I mean, is someone writing the rule book?
Yes, there's actually a book about it. I don't know. I just think that people should be in a relationship with someone if they want to be. And that's not a rule, but I feel like it's a pretty good guideline for people to follow.
Laura and Kate see it a little differently than their neighbor, almost as a way to help them determine their feelings for the person they're dating.
I've never been on a date with him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. It helped us kind of like figure out things.
How quickly did you guys figure it out? I feel like I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're saying for both of you, there's still a possibility.
I don't think I've ever like completely like ruled out that thought.
These last interviews were done 4 days before Laura's 2-week relationship was up. And at the time of that interview, Laura said she felt like she had the fake boyfriend thing figured out. Well, then 4 days happened.
So, I don't know how much you want to go into this, but it was a little complicated.
Yes.
Because some feelings got involved on both ends.
Yes. So, yeah, it definitely did get a little complicated. So, we actually ended up having a for real DTR to see where both of us stood. And I think when going into that, I had no idea where I stood. So that's why when we talked, like, when we said we were going to do this DTR, I had asked him, like, to tell me where he was at, because I wasn't sure where I was at. And it was kind of still the same conversation we had at the very beginning, where he just wasn't looking for, like, a steady relationship. So we had that, so that basically is why tonight was able to end in a, like, not too dramatic of a way, because we actually did have to have a real DTR. Then things got a little complicated again, just with feelings and everything a few days later, but we didn't actually talk about that the second time. So I think that's maybe why I'm a little more sad than I expected to be.
Does it feel like, in a weird way, like a real breakup?
It kind of did. Like, I guess still kind of does for me. It was a weird emotion because I feel like I had, like because we have the, like, actual DTR, I mean, there was some things that happened afterwards that still got me a little confused. Just with, like, where he was at, so I was still a little unsure.
While Laura struggled with real feelings and real DTRs, Kate still felt the challenge is strictly an assignment. So I couldn't help but ask, who had it best?
Go ahead, you go first.
I mean,
maybe it's just because I went through it. I don't necessarily know that I wanted to go through everything, so, like, I don't know if I necessarily wanted any of this to happen because it did get complicated for me, but that was, like, a real thing I had to do. Nothing was, like, fake us having to talk about, okay, what does this mean to you? Like, no, it was actually having to talk about what did that really mean to you. So even though maybe it wasn't, like, the most pleasant in the moment to, like, have those talks and things, like, definitely, like, made me do it.
What about you, Kate? For Laura, I feel like, you know, the experiences that she had and it becoming complicated and having real emotions mixed into her time dating Richard, the things that she experienced and went through are things that she needed in her life to move forward and that are going to help her in different things that she's actually going to experience, like in quote-unquote real relationships in the future. And then I feel like the things that I learned in mine, it was more, a lot more of just like hanging out with the guy that I picked and having a good time with him. And I feel like that helped me in the sense of I feel like I need to work on like just talking skills, like being able to carry on a conversation with someone.
Kate and her boyfriend broke up a few days later. Kate ended up baking a cake and then delivering it to him while he was studying at the Wilkinson Center. Written in blue frosting at the top of the cake was, "It's not me, it's you." A picture of this cake just happened to make its way to the popular Instagram account, Provo Girls Am I Right, with the caption, "My roommate got broken up with. Hashtag savage. Hashtag baked cake. These domestic Provo girls dot dot dot." Though still a little bit confused, Laura said she's grateful for the communication skills she gained and the very real experience she got from a fake boyfriend.